101.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A U.S.-British-led coalition has launched a new series of attacks in Yemen to take out missiles intended to hit Red Sea shipping. Here's correspondent David Martin.
This time, the U.S. and Great Britain struck a total of 36 Houthi targets in Yemen with jet fighters and cruise missiles. The targets were underground ammo bunkers, missile launchers, and radars. It's too soon to know how successful the strikes were, but this is the third time the two countries have joined in an attempt to knock out or at least degrade the Houthis' ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Red Sea.
The U.S. says these strikes are unrelated to yesterday's attacks on targets linked to Iranian-backed militia in Syria and in Iraq. They come as Secretary of State Antony Blinken heads back to the Middle East. Here's the BBC's Will Vernon.
He'll be meeting key regional leaders. He will be discussing a potential pause in fighting in Gaza and perhaps the release of dozens of hostages. Now, these are very delicate negotiations. With these strikes, that is another reason why the US is so desperate to avoid a direct military confrontation with Iran, or in general, you know, a kind of cycle of escalation in the region.
The leading edge of what forecasters call a second atmospheric river is starting to hit the California coast, an unwanted hit after heavy flooding from the first one. Emergency Management Director Nancy Ward says be prepared.
High winds may lead to power outages. Keep your batteries handy for your devices. Plan for other alternative power sources as you may need them if the power goes out.
Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cash.
Here come the winds. They're going to be increasing along the coastline. They're going to be up to hurricane force in a place like Monterey, California, 75 mile per hour winds. And keep in mind, with the saturated ground, it's not even going to take much wind to topple trees onto power lines. This is going to be a destructive storm as we go through early next week.
The polls are open for another hour for voters in South Carolina's Democratic primary. Annie Grotefrost cast her ballot in Charleston.
I'm not looking forward to the watching it all play out again, but I hope that it will go in Biden's favor again.
Mr. Biden is expected to easily beat two challengers. Immigration, of course, is one of the key issues in this election, and a convoy of demonstrators has arrived at Eagle Pass, Texas, the epicenter of the southern border crisis.
We just want people to come into our country legally and respect our way of life and the laws, and to welcome in.
It took that convoy 5 days to get there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Prelude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Broadcasting live from the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios, WMDX in Madison, Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations, and you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue here in Madison or at weikert-lakepoint.com. We got a big show for you tonight, folks. Let's kick it off with a double dip of Seesaw, Tricks on Me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Myself. I've been asking. You've been playing tricks on me. I've been watching and waiting to see. You've been playing tricks on me.
hand in my pocket, I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow, I don't sleep, I know those. See, light strobing my brain and I obey Damien. Let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien, are you human? I'm afraid I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. I can't relate. Wait there, feed me fakes there. If I don't make, I take love. Sorry, babe, did you say some? Gotta give me that attention. I'm the future, I'm your baby. Everywhere it's heaven. My aftertaste might be metallic. Damien, let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damien, are you human? I'm afraid I can't. So pretty when I'm tripping into our cars. We've come so far, we're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Seesaw, and the song is called Dial Me Up. Tricks on Me before that. Tone Madison did up a write-up about their favorite 2023 songs, albums, and videos of the year. And Seesaw made the list twice, once for the video for Dial Me Up, and just as the album, Projecting. It was the favorite album from Tone Madison. You can read the full article. A lot of good things in there, too, right now at tonemadison.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We do the original local music until midnight every Saturday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy Kay. I'm joined here with Rocker. What's happening, brother?
What's happening, Jimmy?
And Terry Barrs in the house.
Hello, everybody.
It's great to see y'all. How you doing tonight?
We're all back together. Family, our little family's back together.
We miss you.
I know, I think, Jimmy K, I was on and you weren't. Then you were on and I wasn't.
Right.
And kind of vice versa, back and forth. And, you know, we do what we do. Got to live life a little bit, too, I guess.
What's wrong, Rocker? Everything all right there?
He was quiet.
Yeah. You're fine. You're all fine. Right. Levels are good.
Can I hear me? I'm good.
Oh,
We have a big show that everybody's going to hear tonight. Ooh. A lot of great guests on the show, including a really exciting layer tonight, Rocker. What's coming up?
Wow, Jimmy. Well, we're going to start off the night with Honeybee Cannabis and Wade Wood, the owner, and Root Brew Kombucha, Lacey Rood. They're both here. They're going to be talking about a brand new collaboration of THC-infused kombucha, Jimmy.
Kombucha.
And we may just have to try a little bit. Chloe Louise, we know her, good friend of Max Inc. Radio. She's promoting new music and an upcoming show at the Cargo Coffee East coming up on February 9th. Automatic Lover, Jimmy.
Great
I can't
name.
Wait to tell you about this band. They are brand new from Madison. Brett Fiery and the crew, they're going to be talking about this new band that they are just sensational. Premiering a brand new song tonight.
Gosh.
Did you say Brett Fiery?
Fiery, yes. From the band Little Earthquake.
Okay.
Little Earthquakes.
Say that fast a couple times.
I would say too many words too fast. A bunch of them in a row.
Okay, there you go.
And then after that, Jimmy, last week we were talking to Ann Katz from Create Wisconsin, and we learned about how her husband, David Wallner, has created this space called Our House Concerts.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
about
this. And
they have concerts in their home, and we're going to hear all about that. And then
get an invitation over, I bet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they have some good stories, too. Live in the Lair tonight, The Listening Party. They're coming out here from Milwaukee.
Yay.
They have a new album, been a long time coming. They're going to play a bunch of their songs from the new album. We'll hear all about what's happening with them. And then yours truly, or ours truly, Jimmy K.
He's
going
to be
You're going to take it heavy.
An essential last crack at 11, Jimmy.
Woo.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text right from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone yet, grab that right now at maxincradio.com or your favorite app store. So Tuesday, guys, I'm excited. Big week coming up for Jimmy K and Mrs. K. We're going on vacation.
You are not.
We are. We're.
Oh my God.
We leave on Tuesday. We come back on Saturday. We're going to sunny California. But it's not so sunny. So check this out.
Jimmy.
Have you been following the weather in Southern Cal?
Yes.
No.
It's insane.
No. I have.
Even if I wasn't going on vacation, I'm kind of a weather geek. I love weather.
What's going on?
So it's the river of
yes.
moisture that's coming up from El Nino. And last week, Wednesday, Thursday, LA County, Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, Orange County, they all got hammered, right?
Mm-hmm.
With heavy rain, flooding, high winds, surf, and all that. There's another storm hitting tomorrow, Monday. Wrapping up on Tuesday. I feel like I'm walking into an eye of a hurricane here.
Can we get an earthquake, please?
Well, Oklahoma just had a couple of earthquakes overnight.
Yeah.
How about that? Wow. So that's pretty close.
If you happen to be listening to Max Inc. Radio out in Southern California, we have some Madison transplants that live out there. So give me a call. Let me know what I should be thinking about. You know, should I bring my fishing waders to walk around L.A. with? You know?
Oh boy,
a poncho, Miami Dolphins poncho, Jimmy.
Yes, that will go over well.
No, don't do it.
Hey, we got information about a concert series, a Maxine concert series coming up. We'll have that information for you shortly. We got music from Beth Keeley on the way, as well as Jenna Jane. Right now, these guys are out of Milwaukee. The Shepherd Express said they were one of the best folk bands of 2023.
Let's hear it.
This is Lady Bird. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Beth Keeley. It's brand new music from Beth. This Open Road is the name of the album that came out last year and is such a fantastic album. You should definitely add it to your collection today. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is live across Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the WMDX studios, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM here in lovely Madison, Wisconsin. Shout out to those of you listening on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 WXCO in Wausau. And good evening, Lake Air, up in Amory, Wisconsin, at WLAK 107.5. And you can listen to Max Inc. Radio everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Put us in your pocket.
Yes,
just
please.
Take us along.
In your pocket, in your ears, everywhere on your person.
Yeah.
Rocker, we got some big shows coming up, and we're going to drop the first one right now for the people. It's breaking news here on Max Inc. Radio. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, and this event happens out in Waukesha. Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, they present the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series coming up Friday, February 16th at 7 p.m. That's at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha. That's over on Madison Street, I believe. WAUK personalities from the Shaw, James Santel of Morning Cannolis, Anya Esther, and Don Brown will be on hand. They'll be introducing the bands.
Anya is awesome, by the way.
Yes, she is.
She is terrific.
Really, really great. And we're going to have her. She's actually producing a show right up to 8 p.m., and she's literally going to run right over there so she can introduce.
That's awesome.
Bony Fingers. So
good,
Bony
good,
Fingers
good.
And Iron Plow. That's at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge in Waukesha on Friday, February 16th. And that's an early show, Jimmy. Starts at 7 p.m. And guess what? Best part? No cover.
Whoa, free.
And that's also in association with, you know, Guitars for Vets and Whammy. We're all kind of uniting now, bringing all these scenes together.
That is amazing.
And have more details about that show, there's a Facebook event. You can also go to maxincradio.com
to get more details.
And I cheated. I posted it the other day on our Max Inc. socials. Whoopsie.
That's all right.
Thank you, Terry.
Special preview.
Yeah, just a little sneak peek there.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got Wade and Lacey from Honey Bee and Rude Brew Kombucha. They're in studio. We're having a chat with them next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Indeed, we are local music across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope you're having a great evening. Don't forget, you could call or text the show, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right from the Civic Media app, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guests are right here, and we have with us tonight the owners of Honeybee Cannabis and Rude Brew Kombucha.
Ooh.
Please welcome back to Max Inc. Radio, Wade Woods, and a new person here,
yeah!
Lacey Rude. Lacey,
nice!
Wade, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having us on.
You're already my favorite guest because you brought samples in tonight.
Yes,
did you try it already?
I just had a sip of the kombucha.
What'd you think?
It's wonderful.
Oh!
It's earthy,
yes,
tangy, it's tasty, good.
You guys, tell us, I guess first we better ask about Honeybee. We'll ask each of you what each of you are doing and then how it all came together, because this is amazing.
And please get up close and intimate with that microphone.
Yeah.
So I guess as far as Honeybee, obviously this is my second time on with you guys, so appreciate the airtime again. a little bit about me, just, local cannabis company here, launched some beverages here within the last year and a half and stuff. Met Lacey, that would have been what, Lacey? Probably during COVID, right?
It was definitely 3 or 4 years ago at this point.
So, and
you guys get close.
We kind of hit it off right away.
You guys
and
are friends, so there you go.
We've been talking about collabing for 3 years, and we finally made it happen.
So, but just to go back to Honeybee Cannabis, now their drinks, it's made from fruit juices with great ingredients. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your actual products, though, because you started out with CBD infused, and now you've moved into THC infused. Just tell us about it, because I know that these drinks don't have bad ingredients. They're not bad for you, and,
They're hemp-derived, which that's what makes them federally legal. I'm just trying to keep the brand as, clean as possible.
Nice.
So using, organic juices, no added sweeteners, no added sugars. Just trying to keep it clean,
That's what I like to hear, I don't want to feel terrible drinking this drink of, I don't know what's in there. Right.
You read the ingredients and you can't even understand what most of the ingredients are. I love your whole honeybee idea. And I know we talked about this last time in how you are trying to help the bees. And then in the process, this helps you too with everything that's going on.
It's been a lot of fun, And
that's awesome.
I'm very thankful to all the Madison businesses that have supported the brand. And,
you're the brand, everywhere now.
Trying,
You are.
So
it's great to see. So,
it's awesome.
And yeah, I'm just obviously super excited about this product with Lacey because there's definitely not a product like this in Wisconsin at all.
Let's talk about the kombucha here with Lacey from Rude Brew. First of all, Lacey, what is kombucha? If someone's out there that just woke up from a long nap, tell us what kombucha is.
That's a good one. I like it.
So kombucha is a lightly fermented probiotic, like a health drink. Mm-hmm. It's a base. The base is a sweet tea, and then it ferments for a couple, 2 to 4 weeks, some people longer, depending on kind of what you like. And it's self-carbonated, full of beneficial yeast and bacteria. Good for your gut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and everybody's talking about that these days.
Oh, totally.
That probiotic, whatever kind of stuff to help you feel okay.
Yes, honestly, it's really gaining a lot of recognition, as it should. There's a lot of connection between the gut, your gut health and your brain, how your brain's functioning. Generally just overall body homeostasis and health.
Oh.
So.
What's the relationship between SCOBYs and aliens from outer space?
I can't even get into that on air right now. I don't think I'm kind of sworn to secrecy. I'd probably, wouldn't be good. So,
well, now, tell us, the SCOBYs look funny. They're pretty interesting. But.
Yeah. Honestly, I think they're gorgeous, but nobody else really agrees. So.
I saw somebody actually making art out of them.
Ooh.
They had shellacked them and turned them into pieces of art. So SCOBYs have their own thing going on.
It's a whole thing, right?
So tell us about how you started Rude Kombucha, and because you must have started with some SCOBYs, I bet, huh?
I did. Actually, my dad was a kombucha brewer and brewer of many other things, and he a hobbyist in the kitchen and woods, and he made kombucha in the 90s when I was a kid.
Oh,
so it was
awesome.
In my house all the time since I was little, and I actually have the SCOBY that I have was part of his SCOBY originally. So
wow.
It's like a, yeah, and he got his from some dude in the middle of the woods that lived in a bus with goats. Like,
that's
seriously.
Amazing.
No, wow, so it's top secret stuff.
It's pretty awesome. So there's a really cool backstory to it too.
I know a few people that make kombucha, and it's kind of an art. And they take it really seriously, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely. It's a lot of fun and it's interesting, and not really a dull moment.
It
helps people, which is cool.
Absolutely.
It's good for you.
And I've had it in mixed drinks or with beer or something like that.
Yeah.
You guys have taken it to this next step, which is really wild. And I don't know if Rocker's tried his yet. I'm going to try a little sample. But tell us about this. How did you decide that this is something that could even work?
So, I know Wade kind of mentioned we met, 3-4 years ago now during COVID, kind of talked about doing a collab and had bounced ideas around for a long time. And we talked a lot about the impact that this drink could actually have, on the public and on people we love, on us. There's benefits with your raw honey, Wisconsin raw honey. You've got benefits from your kombucha, green tea, whatever herbs are being infused in, or fruits or whatever. And then also now you've got your THC, so you can kick back a little bit and wind down and also drink something healthy.
It tastes delicious.
What's not to like?
I'm coming back for seconds.
Now, one thing that I thought was interesting is that not long ago, you moved from Willie Street to a new place in the Burr Oak. Tell us how that transpired and what's going on there. And are these made in the Burr Oak?
So, the Burr Oak, I am not quite moved into the Burr Oak yet.
It's still happening.
Yeah, there's been a little bit there. The inspector wanted us to do a few things just before I moved in. So yeah, they always do. So they had some requests, nothing too major, but a little bit longer than we thought, but it's just about ready. So yeah.
Assuming they're going to be serving this there, or are they
already? I believe they will be. Okay. We've been talking a lot about that and hoping to have some things on tap and stuff like that. And I'll also have pickup days and different things going on once I'm fully settled.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we should be able to do a few different sorts of things.
Where is Rude Brew and the kombucha, this collab, where is this available? And then we need to ask you, too, where your stuff is. I mean, I know I've seen yours kind of everywhere, but where can we find your stuff?
So this specific product that Wade and I have just launched is available at Jenny Street Market in the Atwood neighborhood. We've got Forward Crafting Coffee. Let's see here. We've got Woodman's Sun Prairie, Woodman's East, Woodman's West.
Brennan's Market on the
Brennan's. Oh, yeah, Brennan's.
Yep. Yeah. So.
And yeah, we're just it's kind of a slow roll out with it, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've been getting great feedback, so yeah, we're excited about it. It's new. It's definitely a one of a kind product out
it
there.
It really is.
Will you be at the co-op, the Willie Street co-op?
So the co-op, there may be a day. Right now, they're
still waiting.
Yeah. So they do carry all of your other kombucha there.
They yes. do. They yes. do. They actually they're a big supporter of all of my like original kombuchas and Honey June.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Wade, you got anything coming up for Honey Bee itself? Any big news? New flavors coming out?
You know, obviously you have been in the talks of some different flavors. I do have a pretty cool. It'll be my fourth annual Earth Day beer that we'll be dropping here. Mm. We're going to probably go a little bit earlier this year. It'll be April 1st.
Why not?
We're going to have about anywhere from 30 to 35 bars that'll have it on tap. Proceeds from that beer go to Clean Lakes Alliance here in
nice.
Madison.
Aww. They do great work.
Yeah. And then one thing with me and Lacey, too, that we just wanted to touch on, you know, we both really like to give back to our community. So with this kombucha product as well, we're donating $1 for every case sold to the Dane County Food Collective in Madison.
Oh, guys. Wow. Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Love that. Give it back to the community. Yeah.
You guys are so cool.
Boy, this is awesome. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Wade and Lacey from Honey Bee Cannabis. Lacey from Rude Brew Kombucha.
I love the name.
Lacey, tell me one more time where people can get more information, your website, and obviously you're at Jenny Street Market, a couple other places around town. Soon to come to Burr Oak, right?
Yes.
How can people connect with you on the socials?
So I have, you can look me up, Rude Brew Kombucha on Instagram, Facebook, also online, rudebrewkombucha.com. And I'm posting updates and kind of general happenings, flavors, ordering information, stuff like that on there.
Awesome. Lacey, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Great
thanks
to meet you.
Yeah, thanks you guys. Thanks a lot.
And come on back anytime.
And Wade, great to meet you as well. Wisconsin growing cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin THC infused drinks. Real organic fruit juice, gluten free, no sweeteners, Honey Bee Cannabis Company.
There it
Find
is.
Them on Facebook. And they're also on sale at the Jennifer Street Market. Wade, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right, let's do some Jenna Jane now. Knew Me When. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You keep on saying you're making changes, but I'm getting tired of waiting around. I see your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy.
That's Caitlin Cole on Max Inc. Pacific Media. We are local music. Jenna Jane, before that, Knew Me When. Hey, thanks to Lacey and Wade for coming in from Honeybee Cannabis and Rude Brew Kombucha. Make sure you check them out on socials. We appreciate their support of the local music scene. It's Black History Month, and I kind of wanted to do something cool for that, at least for this show, for this hour. So we're going to do some Brian Drewer. This was written after the George Floyd murder up in Minneapolis. I Can't Breathe on Max Inc. Radio.
You are witnessing something, a long time coming. Think you're killing over because the city's burned to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground, but it's in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Breathe. I can't breathe. Please.
says when the looting starts, where the shooting starts, when the shooting starts, they will fall apart from the pressure and the protest. People, the masses, the systematic killing stops, the riots will last. I see no tears, I feel from all the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover, the umbrella to hide and then blame on another. Since I can breathe, breathe, I can breathe, I can breathe, breathe, I can breathe. Oh, please. Yeah, collected and calm, yet full of pain. Preparing pros and cons, the system's dang. Now we all know Ford will rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout when the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Set it out of here.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Probably one of the best bands, in my opinion, right now in Madison. The Earthlings. That was My Girl. I get myself in trouble when I say that. Yeah. Whoops, sorry, Terry.
That's okay. Somebody, they're going to come after you. The you know, it's like,
biggest.
What?
One.
I thought I was the best.
I always say one of the best.
That's the best way to say it, yeah. Yes.
They're one of my favorites, the Earthlings.
Yes. Hey, I know you're going to L.A. soon.
Yes,
for Tuesday. A little vacation. Are you going to go see any music while you're out there?
I don't know.
Okay.
So we're going to Santa Barbara. We're going to be Santa Barbara for 3 nights. We're doing Santa Monica for one night and then taking the train over to Santa Barbara.
Oh, you guys love riding the train. That's right.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Okay.
There are a couple of venues in Santa Barbara I plan on checking out.
Nice.
There's a couple of breweries. There's a couple of wine. Well, of course, wine is big in California. I don't know why.
Couple dispensaries.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I've got every legal dispensary mapped out on Google Maps.
It's got the pin.
Why does that not surprise me?
I'm set. In fact, I based my hotel decision on how far away.
You did not.
I did.
Okay.
From the dispensary and the transportation center.
Oh, my goodness.
Right
Jimmy
in the middle.
K.
Right
Jimmy
in the middle.
K.
844-967-2789.
Please text us.
Let me know if I should take the Fisher waiters out to LA for my vacation.
Yeah, talking about the weather out there earlier.
My goodness gracious. Hey, coming up next hour, we have Chloe Louise, an old friend of Max Inc. Radio, plus a new band, Automatic Lover, is going to join us here in studio. Really looking forward to meeting those guys. And they're part of Little Earthquakes, right, Rocker?
Well, there's guys from Little Earthquakes. There's guys from Pancromatic Steel, the Jimmies, the Youngblood Brass
Band. Can you say
Steely
Dane, too?
Steely Dane, some of the guys have played.
Oh, my
gosh. It's really quite an all-star band, much beyond Little Earthquakes.
That's pretty amazing. Well, we're going to learn all about it next hour. Plus, we got Live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. The listening party is here. Can't wait for that. They're getting set up right now. Let's do some magic conch. I think it's conch time, don't you think?
Heck yeah.
At night.
Right. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
My way. Ladies and gentlemen, can I do and witchcraft. Ladies and gentlemen, get out of your attention, cause your jaws will hit the floor at the drop of a hat. Hard to believe that my jaw's about to see it, so without any further ado, feast your eyes on that.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democrat.